On today's Part of My Take, we have future Hall of Famer Devin Hester. We are live from West Virginia for the big Rough and Rowdy fight. We get to hear from the champ, Hank, before his big fight on Friday night. We also have Fantasy Fuckboys and a special guest appearance from All Business Pete with some roasts from our award-winning listeners. Before we get to all of that, I want to talk to you guys about Omaha Steaks. It is the gift-giving season, and you need to give Omaha Steaks. Let me tell you about it. It's only $49.99 with our family gift pack when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter code PARDON in the search bar. That's 75% off. They sent me a pack. I've been eating them all the time. I love Omaha Steaks. You should love Omaha Steaks. And here's what comes in that pack. Two filet mignons.
Meat.
Two top sirloins.
Meat.
Two boneless pork chops.
Meat.
Four boneless chicken breasts.
Meat.
Four kielbasa sausages.
Meat.
Four burgers.
Meat.
Four potatoes au gratin.
Meat.
Four caramel apple tartlets.
That's not meat, but it's good.
One Omaha Steak seasoning packet and PFT.
So,
you know what? Because I love you, I'm throwing in four additional kielbasa sausages.
Give me them.
Yep. So go to omahasteaks.com right now. Enter the code PARDON in the search bar. And you can get 75% saving. It's the gift guaranteed to be a hit. Like I said, I love Omaha Steaks. You love Omaha Steaks. Give this gift. Guys love meat. Women love meat. Everyone loves meat. Give the gift of meat this Christmas. Go to omahasteaks.com and enter that code PARDON. Let's go. Welcome to Part of My Take. It is Friday, December 15th.
December 15th.
Yes.
December
How are you feeling, Hank?
15th. I feel great.
Yeah, you feeling good?
I'm feeling good. I'm ready. I'm anxious.
I've noticed this about Hank. He's been cool as a cucumber this afternoon.
Yep.
Like, there was some nerves this morning when we were getting on that plane.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's because we announced the entire plane that the champ was coming.
Mm-hmm. Champ is here.
But as soon as you know what it was? When you set foot in that ring and you looked around, and it was like that scene in Hoosiers where they measure the basket. You've been in a ring before.
You feel it's all
like
the same.
Felt like home.
So we're in West Virginia. Hank has the big prize fight tonight. If you haven't ordered it, you have to order it. We actually have a great music video debuting on the pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to release it to the general public, so you got to watch the pay-per-view. We traveled down to West Virginia, beautiful West Virginia, flew on the smallest plane ever.
Wild, wonderful West Virginia.
Wild, wonderful West Virginia. They made a plane for people 5'5 and below,
mm-hmm.
and we all piled like half a bar.
Very comfortable.
Piled onto it, came down, drove through the woods. Feel good to be here. I talked to some of the Rough and Rowdy fighters, good people in West Virginia, love West Virginia. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a scene.
Yeah, there was this one dude that I looked out into the crowd. He was getting signed up for the fight. He was wearing his coal mining uniform.
Mm-hmm.
He had coal dust all over his face.
Mm-hmm.
That dude is going to win.
Yes.
Lock of the century on the coal miner that just comes straight from work.
So, Hank, you want to do an official prediction?
Second round knockout.
Woo! Okay. Boy.
I'm ready. I'm 100% on board with that.
I'm so hyped. All right. What else we got going on? Week 15, NFL, it is actually a great week.
Popped my cherry today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I got basically a hand job from TSA for the first time.
Nice.
Ooh. So I've been pulled aside. You might expect, like, if you have long hair and wear sunglasses going through security,
mm-hmm.
a lot of times you stick out a little bit. But this is the first time I got pulled out. My bag got pulled out, and they found a bar of soap. My friend Bill gave me a bar of soap.
Oh, yeah.
And I left it in my
Classic
bag.
Bill.
And they swiped it.
Why did Bill give you soap?
I guess that's not a thing
that you can just say and just like gloss over.
I don't know. I'll have to dig a little bit deeper on that.
Okay.
But they swiped it, and then it registered positive as a bomb.
Okay.
And so then
– still a little confused on the Bill bar soap part.
Then TSA put their hands down my pants,
yeah.
put their hands up in places that the hands usually don't go.
That was one of those stories where you thought, like, hey, listen to this crazy thing that happened to me, and you buried the lead there with Bill giving you a bar of soap.
I think Bill told me that I just smell bad.
Yeah, I mean, that has to be the only thing. This happened in TSA PreCheck, because you guys, little loophole for everyone out there, TSA PreCheck, if one person in your party has TSA PreCheck, everyone gets it. So I have it. And you guys have been freeloading off me, and they still gave you the old hand job.
Yeah, when you see a dude flying with a bar of soap, that raises a lot of red flags.
Yes, that's a lot of red flags. Who has bars of soap in like 2017?
Well, it was in my gym bag because I work out, not to brag.
Oh,
and so I just
so you take it in the shower and then put it back in the gym bag.
Don't drop the soap.
Yeah,
doesn't that get
don't drop the soap?
No, I got a Ziploc bag around it.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Okay. That's a crazy situation.
Ever heard of body wash?
Yeah. I think you revealed a little too much about your soap situation.
I'm a solid bar guy.
I guess that's gritty. That's gritty.
Okay. So we have week 15, huge week of football. I'm fucking excited for this. We have like four or five games that are going to be pretty big games. And here's what I'm calling this week. You ready for this one? It's the don't overthink it week. Okay. Because I've been doing a lot of thinking about this week. Like, obviously everyone's talking about the Patriots Steelers game, and I'm saying, the Steelers, like, everyone's healthy, Le'Veon Bell's healthy. They could probably beat the Patriots. Don't overthink it. Patriots are probably going to win.
Yes, this is a game where Belichick's going to be out for blood.
He's just going to Belichick is going to do I don't know which way it goes, but he's going to do his classic thing where he does the Belichick and he's just going to run the ball like 80 times and just be like, you guys can't beat this. I watched the film. You can't beat this specific thing. I also think there's never been a like more marquee matchup in the last decade where teams have met up in big games and the coaching disparity.
Yeah.
Is more like stark between Mike Tomlin and Bill Belichick.
Wait, so you're saying that you don't think that Mike Tomlin's a good coach at all?
No, I do not.
When was the last time Belichick stepped foot on the field to try to make a tackle?
True.
So I agree. Tomlin's not as good a coach, but he is not afraid to go where Bill Belichick won't.
Yeah, he's not afraid to wink in the camera and go for two.
Well, yeah. So I mean, he'll like have a coach if he can't set foot on the field to try to tackle a player, he'll have one of his defensive coaches do it for him.
Yeah, true. Joey Porter somewhere out there. My other don't overthink it game: Packers Panthers. Aaron Rodgers back. Everyone's saying, "Well, he's rusty." I'm not overthinking it. Aaron Rodgers is going to win this game.
Really? I disagree.
Yeah.
I think that the Panthers are really good.
I do too. And I've like been saying to myself, the Panthers are probably going to win this game. But then I'm like, what if you could just close your eyes and be like, all right, it's the fourth quarter and it's a tie game and both offenses get a chance. Are you betting on Cam Newton or are you betting on Aaron Rodgers?
I'm going to bet on Cam Newton because he finally has a receiver.
Ooh,
Funchess, and Christian McCaffrey.
Yes,
people don't talk about McCaffrey being a threat in the passing game.
Our other big game, Rams Seahawks. Again, don't overthink it because I love the Rams. I love Jared Goff, but the Seahawks don't lose at home in December. No, don't they? Do not.
Yeah. Yes, they do.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
That defense is not good. Don't.
It doesn't matter.
Not against the caliber.
It does
quarterback
matter.
Caliber of Jared Goff.
I agree with Hank. Jared Goff, MVP candidate.
Yep.
He's going to take it to that Seattle D.
This is going to be a hilarious show for anyone who wants to listen to it on Monday morning when I'm
going
to
be over
with every single don't overthink it. Are you on my last don't overthink it game?
No, I think we've heard enough.
No, you got it. Ready? Chargers Chiefs.
Okay, I'm not
the hottest. Oh, the hottest team in the league.
Chiefs at home.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm taking. I as much as I love the Chargers.
Yes.
You just
then you're definitely wrong.
No,
the
I'm
Chargers
not.
Are definitely going to win.
No, I'm doing the old close your eyes and think about what's most likely going to happen, and it's going to be cold, it's going to be loud, and it's going to be like, fuck, Philip Rivers is going to be down a score and doing his thing and trying to do it in Kansas City. It's not going to work.
What you just described right there, that's how I don't come. Just close your eyes and imagine Philip Rivers in a cold environment in Arrowhead.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
That'll suck that right off back in your body.
Philip Rivers down a score. That's pretty,
well, now
that's
now you're getting erotic. I'm talking about pregame.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Anything else you got? You want to touch on? We want to do locks.
Yeah. Let's do some locks.
All right.
It's funny you bring that up. My lock of the week is the Chiefs.
Ooh.
At home, it's a pick 'em.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going Chiefs straight up. I think so. The Chargers have that pass rush that's really good.
Yep.
Joey Bosa. Finally
respecting the Chargers.
I'm respecting the Chargers a little
learning
bit.
Something
Joey
about
Bosa.
Chargers.
What's his younger brother's name? The little Bosa.
Little Bosa.
Whatever. The little Bosa looks more like Joey Bosa than Joey Bosa.
Yes.
Does. I don't know if you've seen it. I don't know if that's possible.
No, it is possible.
But
I know
it happens.
What you mean?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that the pass rush is going to be neutralized by the Chiefs' weird, wacky collegiate offense.
Andy Reid. Their offense has been good since he fired himself.
Since he passed the play calling stick.
Yes.
Mike McCarthy play calling duties were passed along to his assistant.
Yes. Hank, what's your lock?
My lock is the Rams. I don't even know what the line is,
okay.
But they're going to win outright.
You don't need to know.
I have another don't know what the line is because there isn't a line yet because we don't know if Tyrod Taylor's playing, but I'm taking the Bills, whatever it is. The Dolphins going from, like, the best game of their season on Monday night to Buffalo and being like, fuck, we don't want to be in Buffalo.
I'm not a meteorologist, but I'm sure that it's going to snow on Sunday up
and
in Buffalo.
I
have no facts to back this up, but the city of Buffalo gets more snow on Sundays than any other city in America.
Yes, and it doesn't really make sense, but it makes sense. The Dolphins' jerseys and their colors look cold. It looks like the players get colder in them in cold weather climates. Mm-hmm. Every time they play in like a cold weather climate, I'm like, nope. Fucking turquoise, they're fucked.
You know what? It's because they look out of place.
Yes.
Those are Miami colors.
Yeah, they're
and
Easter
colors.
And so
you see them up in the sun. Yeah.
Right.
It's like when you look at a guy wearing short khakis and long black socks and Birkenstocks walking around New York, you're like, that's a German tourist.
Right.
Yeah, that's exactly what
he's
I think.
He's probably going to go to the Museum of Sex and watch someone shit on another person.
Exactly.
Germans are big into
way
that.
Out of place.
Yeah. All right. Before we get to Fantasy Fuckboys, I want to play a quick game because I think we did this last year, and it's one of my favorite games to play. It's bowl season, so we got full Saturday, 5 games. I want to give you a couple bowl names, and you tell me if they're real or not.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. The Camping World Stadium Bowl.
That's a real one.
Okay. Dallas Credit Union Bowl.
Yeah, that's a real one too.
That's a fake one.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Let's see. There's a couple bowls that don't have sponsors. The Dream Style. The Gildan New Mexico Bowl.
Yeah, that's real.
That is real. The Raycom Media Bowl.
No, that's not real.
That is real.
The Raycom Media.
It's actually the Raycom Media Camella Bowl.
I just want to say shout out to Raycom because that I don't care what your company does. That's a hell of a name for a company.
Yes, it is. That company is power.
Yeah, Raycom.
Yeah.
That is a fucking money maker.
They are something. Raycom's doing something with the NSA, and I don't know what. Yeah. I don't like it. And then the last one, the Papa John's Shadow Commissioner Bowl.
Yeah, that's real.
Yeah, that's very real.
Played in AT&T Stadium.
I love bowl season.
Yeah.
I fucking love bowl
season. So, shocker, the Popeyes Bahama Bowl is no longer sponsored by Popeyes.
Sad.
Very, very sad. So that's an orphan bowl
mm-hmm.
if anyone out there is looking to adopt.
Our bowl got adopted.
You should adopt. Yeah, it did get adopted, found a forever home.
We adopted a bowl last year, showed that the bowl could pee outside.
We
and
rescued
be,
a
yeah,
bowl.
Be a good... Be a good bowl and not like bite the neighbor and all that stuff. Yeah. And then it got rescued.
I'm sick of all these like designer bowls, like all these people going out shopping for these like exclusive bowls that were just bred to be bowls. And it's sad to see when there are bowls out there that don't have homes.
Yes. Please, everyone out there, rescue a bowl.
Spay and neuter your bowls.
Yes. All right. Let's do it. Let's get to Fantasy Fuckboys.
Yo, what's up? This is Johnny Jamaica. I'm here to tell you all about your stardom, your sit-em, your sleep-em for fantasy football. My stardom is Jimmy Garoppolo.
Jimmy.
The kid doesn't lose. Just doesn't lose. I haven't seen an Italian dish like this kid make such an impact on Frisco since Rice and Rhodey. My sit, I'm going Tex. I'm sitting Tex's ass right on the canvas.
For Tex!
Got a bonus double sit-em. I'm sitting the internet. The internet piece to 2001 with E-Bomb's World. Everything's been crazy.
I still don't understand net neutrality.
You can't spell fuckboys without FCC. My sleeper is Aaron Rodgers. The kid's got some potential. He's only won one Super Bowl, but he's got some potential.
Watch out for Aaron. All right, boys. My stardom, it's football in general. Football's going to be taken away from us soon. So you fucking love that football. You whine it. You dine it. You 69 it. Football, football, football.
Just mainline that shit. Slam it into your veins.
My sit-em, 2017. When will it fucking end?
Get out of here.
All these people dying, all these politics, I fucking hate this year.
I can't wait till 2018 when nothing bad happens.
My sleeper, the mistletoe. Everyone knows when you're under the mistletoe, you gotta smooch them up. That's not creepy at all.
My Uncle Tony used to walk around with mistletoe on his belt.
That's a dick joke.
This is Mickey Matadell. My stardom is the right hook.
Ooh.
That's what I'm gonna give to Tex when I knock his fucking ass out.
Head body.
Calling the shot right now.
My sit-em is Tex. I'm gonna knock his ass out.
Double sit-em.
And my sleeper is the left-handed uppercut.
Whoa.
Watch out for that in the second round when I fucking knock Tex's ass out.
Oh, he's gonna put you to sleep like Cinderella.
Mickey Mantle just called his shot.
That was Babe Ruth. Mickey Mantle, I'm sure, called the shot, too.
Well, yeah. He's like, I want Jameson. Jameson and the tequila. Yeah, exactly. That's a funny joke because he died from cirrhosis of the liver. All right. Let's go to our interview with future Hall of Famer, Devin Hester. Before we get to that, I wanted to talk to you guys about one of our favorite sponsors in the whole entire world. It is SeatGeek. SeatGeek is – they've been sponsoring us forever, and you need to go download the SeatGeek app right now, and you can put in the promo code TAKE, and you get $10 off your first SeatGeek purchase. SeatGeek saves you time and money by searching multiple ticket sites to compare prices and find amazing deals. And to get you the most bang for your buck, SeatGeek grades every ticket based on value to help you immediately identify the best seats that fit your budget. Plus, every purchase is fully guaranteed, so you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. Make SeatGeek your go-to app for finding the best deals on every type of ticket, from sports and concerts to comedy and theater. Go download the SeatGeek app, put in the promo code TAKE, and you get $10 off your first SeatGeek purchase. We are also brought to you by Hims, 4Hims. So, 4Hims.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, sexual wellness for men, FDA-approved, well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions to help you keep your hair. They're not herbal supplements, prescription solutions backed by science. No waiting room, no awkward doctor visits. Save hours by going 4Hims.com. PFT, I think you should try some 4Hims on your face.
I was actually thinking about getting some of this stuff, the beard stuff, the Rogaine stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, just slap that on my cheeks.
Yeah, just get it on there. Lather it up. So right now you can order now. My listeners get a trial month of everything you need to keep your hair for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See website for details. This would cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. So go right now, 4hims.com/PMT. That's FORHIMS.com/PMT. 4Hims/PMT. Okay, let's get to it. Devin Hester. All right, we now welcome on future Hall of Famer, Devin Hester, from the Chicago Bears, also the Falcons, a little bit of the Ravens, Miami Hurricanes, but he's a Chicago Bear for life.
Seattle Seahawk, too.
Yes.
People forget that.
Yes. So, Devin, I'm going to ask the first question. This is, I'm going to hold you to this. If the Bears call you right now, I know you're retired, if the Bears call you right now and they're like, hey, we want to have you come in for the last 3 weeks and just let you loose, do you pick up that phone call?
Oh, that's a question I never thought about answering, man.
It would be fun.
To be honest, it'll be fun. Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, that's a big question, man. I don't know. Be honest.
That's okay. Not a no.
I really don't know.
I did not hear the word no.
I'm gonna get John Fox on the line. No.
John Fox seems like a guy who would take a chance like that.
Yeah, yeah. So so you had an unbelievable career. Maybe the most – actually, no, I'll just say it, the most electrifying kick returner of all time. A guy that everyone went to – you know, when the Bears, especially when their offense wasn't great, you were their offense. Do you ever think back on that, like, 2006 season when you had the 6 touchdowns in the first 13 games and you're like, damn, no one's ever going to do that again?
Yeah, I thought that crossed my mind, man. I was like crazy. Cause at the time, as a rookie, you don't really know all the stats like that, you know, as far as history goes in the NFL. So I was a young kid out there just running around just trying to have fun, man. And now that I think about it, it's crazy.
Yeah, it was nuts. I remember watching that and thinking just like I felt bad for all the kickers that you embarrassed because you made a lot of guys look like some pretty big fools. Do you ever – like have you ever reached out to Chris Cluey and been like, hey, man, do you need me to pay for like any of your psychiatrist bills?
No, but the crazy thing about it is when I bought my house down in Orlando, where I was buying it at, they was like, you know, Chris Cluey stay 5 minutes away from you.
Ooh, nightmare for him.
You should just go knock on his door.
You should just juke him. Go and knock on his door and then just juke him real quick. Give him some flashbacks. obviously the kickoff return in the Super Bowl is my most memorable Devin Hester return. What is your most memorable or the one that you look back on and you're like, how the hell did I do that?
When I get that question asked, you know, I always get the reporter or the announcer to answer the first question, which is the Super Bowl. So I always got to go to my second one, which is, I would say, well, most definitely number one, but I would say the second most one that really draws my attention is probably the Arizona Cardinals game.
Yep. Mm-hmm. The Bears are who we thought they were.
That game was so crazy, and you capping it off. And like that run, when you look back, like there was a few chances for guys to tackle you. Did you ever worry about getting caught in the open field, or was that like, come on, once I hit that grass, no one's even touching me?
Man, listen, if anybody tell you they don't worry about it, it's a lie. I always worry about people catching me. And I guess that's why it ran so fast.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
I think my favorite return that you ever had was in college. It was the one, was it against Duke?
Duke, yeah.
Where there were like nine guys. Yeah. That was tough for Hank to watch as a big Duke fan. But yeah, you juked like nine Duke players in one play. And you looked like you were like a 25-year-old playing against 8-year-olds.
But a crazy thing about it, they showed that touchdown, but the punt return before that was just like it. I just didn't score. It was like a 40-yard return, but it was almost identical, just like the one I scored on.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that one is – you were a Madden cheat code. I mean, you were 99 in speed.
100.
Oh, yeah, 100 in speed. Yeah, I forgot they went up to 100.
One faster.
When you would, like, get into a game – did you know days that you just had it, like that Monday Night Football game against the Rams? Did you know that, like, this is – like, I just have it tonight, and I'm going to burn everyone?
You know, it'd be games where the first tackle, it'd be like I can feel like guys, like, Tim to tackle me. And I would get up and tell them, I say, oh, it's on today. I say, I'm going to kill y'all today.
Fucking love it. That's so awesome.
Besides yourself, who was the best return guy you ever played against?
I would say at the time Josh Cribb.
He
was the guy. Like, once I got to the locker room after the game, I'm like, man, did he take a punt back today? Did he take a kick back? So I would go look him up to see how he did.
Yeah, and the kind of one up. Would you be offended when guys started kicking away from you, or you're like, you know what, they're just actually helping us because they're giving us an extra, you know, 10, 15 yards? Or were you like, come on, man, you know, be a man up and kick it to Devin Hester?
Yeah, I did. I did get kind of frustrated about the situation because at the end of the day, you know, you want to build the stats up. You know, the games, they always go from how many games you play. You know, this guy here played 16 games, and he had, you know, 40, 50 returns, which is my second, third year in the league where I probably had the fewest returns probably in NFL history. And it was seven and seven, you know what I mean? So, like, I would go, like, a whole season with maybe, like, no more than 20 returns on punts and maybe, like, 30 returns on kickoffs just because guys weren't kicking it to me. And that's when my stats started dropping.
Mm-hmm. So when that happens – do you then take risks that you wouldn't normally take on returns because you're like, I don't get many chances, so I'm going to try to, you know, bring this one back even though I should fair catch it or let it bounce, or, you know, because sometimes you go backwards to go forwards?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you as a player, you know, if you have that mentality where you feel like you can change the ball game, you're going to take risks that you normally shouldn't, especially when you're not getting an opportunity. So, to be honest, I did take a lot of risks of trying to go field punts and running up in the crowd trying to catch them because I was at the point where I was frustrated at times where, you know, they just completely took me out of the game. And the first three was kicked out of bounds, and then he blooped a high one. You know, it might maybe go 20, 30 yards, and I go run up and try to get it just because I kind of got frustrated about the situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I read a stat that you single-handedly increased the amount of illegal procedure penalties in the NFL like 136% year over year after your rookie year because people were just so afraid they were going to kick the ball out of bounds.
It was crazy, man. I wrote a letter to Roger Goodell and told him, you know, hey, listen, I retired, man, so you can go ahead and push the kickoff back a little bit the way it used to be.
Yes, because that actually, you had a really good point when they did move the kickoff. I know it was for a lot of different reasons and, you know, health reasons and whatnot, but your take was you're taking jobs away, and Devin Hester couldn't be Devin Hester if you had come into a league where the kickoff is at the 30.
But the crazy thing about that situation is when my special team coach in Chicago was real big into, like, stats and, you know, rules and stuff like that on special team. And so when they had the debate was going on about moving it up to take out the kickoff returns, he was like, out of, what, 32, 33 teams, we the only one that didn't agree on it. Mm-hmm. So he was saying, if those teams had you on their team, they wouldn't agree on that rule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have any?
So it was like,
yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. No, it's true. Yeah, I mean, it hurt. You know, it hurt the Bears, and it's definitely. I thought that was just very interesting because it's like people don't realize that you're taking jobs away from. You know, teams won't maybe carry a kick return specialist anymore because it's not as important to the game.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree with that situation.
Do you have any regrets as a wide receiver? Anything that you thought maybe, you know, if things were a little different, you could have done, you know, things would have turned out a little differently?
I wish I would have played at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I said, I didn't play wide receiver until I got into my second year in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So I was pretty much playing catch up from the basic.
Right.
Thrown in the fire to the best of the best. So it was kind of like learning. They put you at making you fly a plane your first day of school, and you got a plane ship full of people, and they saying, "Here, we're gonna let you fly us to Chicago, or fly us to New York,"
mm-hmm.
and just throwing you out there. So it was you know what I mean? It was kind of nervous. It was a little nervous, you know. I was lost a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, but other than that, I did what I could, you know, for us using my ability to try to make plays.
You were also the only wide receiver to ever wear number 23.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That question came up when they moved me to wide receiver is because Nike had said that they had made so many jerseys that if I was to change my number, they would lose out on a lot of money. Mm-hmm. So that kind of discussion was getting thrown in the ballpark because they came up to me and asked me about the situation and said, "Hey, you might be having to switch your jersey number." And I was like, "Man, I don't want to switch this number." Like, mm-hmm. put me at running back at the beginning of the game, then move me out of something.
There you go. Get one play in the backfield, and then that counts. If you line up a yard back, as long as you're off the line. Greatest player in Chicago history to ever wear number 23? What do you think?
Ooh, embrace the bait. Who was your favorite quarterback that you had as a wide receiver?
I would say...
It's a loaded question.
I didn't get an opportunity to really play that much, but for some reason, I would say Matt Ryan.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
it was just because it's the type of player he was. He was a quarterback on and off the field.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that was he treated everybody equally.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, he treated the scout teamer like he was a starter. You know, and it's hard to find quarterbacks like that. Either you're a starter or you don't really talk to the quarterback. The quarterback don't really talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the league is ran. You know, if either you're a starter at wide receiver or a starter running back, or the quarterback don't really talk to you. But when you see a quarterback communicating, socializing, step up and talk to a scout team like, "Hey, man, you good. You can do this. You can do that." When I start seeing that out of him, that leadership, I say, man, this is the all-around best quarterback I ever played with.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Big Cat mentioned your Super Bowl return touchdown earlier in the show. I think the highlight of that game was Prince playing the halftime show. You can't find it on YouTube anymore. Did you get a chance to go back and watch that performance, or did you like sneak down in the tunnel and just like catch a glimpse of it when he was playing Purple Rain in the Purple Rain?
No, we didn't get a chance to sneak down, but man, my wife at the time, which was my girlfriend, she told me about it.
Yeah, it was a hell of a performance.
Baby making music.
Yeah, talk to us about the Super Bowl kickoff because I mean I don't know if we'll ever see it again. The excitement, the hype, everything. You know, the Colts obviously went into that game. They're like, we're gonna win no matter what because it's Rex Grossman versus Peyton Manning. You hit that and are like the sideline after it must have just been insanity.
Yeah, it was crazy, man. Because you know the biggest talk all week was whether or not they're going to kick it to me. You know, I had like one or two friends that played for the Colts. So me being close with them, I was, "Hey, man, what are y'all talking about in the meeting?" They're like, man, coaches, they scared of you, but we telling Coach, we want you. And he was like, man, from Monday through Saturday was the biggest debate every day in the special team meeting room. What do you guys, how you guys feel today? Half of them. The closer the game got, they say less the people wanted to kick to me.
That's amazing.
Was that Pat McAfee?
Yeah, but they were,
no, it wasn't Matt.
Yeah,
it wasn't.
Yeah, that's,
That's fantastic. So it's basically like a mano-a-mano situation where you can basically almost like guilt them into being like, hey, you got to kick it to me because you don't want to be the guy who kicks it out of bounds or, you know, starts it at the 40 on the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and then the crazy thing about that, Tony Dungy was the guy that stood up and was like, listen, I don't want to kick it to him. And then you had some of the team captains and they're like, man, listen, coach, we got to get to play football. We're not backing down to nobody. And so as I was running down the sideline to score, one of my friends said, Tony Dungy looked at everybody like, okay, now y'all see.
that's so awesome. That's great. So last question I had for you. I always wonder this with players who played at the highest level, especially your position, something that looks so much fun. I know everyone used to, you know, like I said, play with Devin Hester and Madden. Do you ever dream about kick returns?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Some days I would dream past the kick return. I would be dreaming about the type of dance I was going to do in the end zone.
Now, do you dream about kick returns you had, or do you dream about like new kick returns? So are you actually breaking records in your dreams?
No, I always dream about kick returns that I didn't have that I wanted to do versus certain teams. Like I had a goal that I wanted to return a kick out for a punt return versus every team in the league. That was my number one goal.
Of course, I didn't reach it, but I tried. Yeah, I mean, it shows to how great you are as a player that you had that goal, and it wasn't that crazy. It's like, okay, you could probably do this.
I was close to doing it, man.
Yeah.
I had a couple on call back against teams that would have made me real close.
Yeah, you doubled up on a couple teams, so that probably hurt it. Last question. There's been a little debate about the Hall of Fame. Do you think you're a Hall of Famer?
Of course I do, man. I always look at the Hall of Fame, and you always pick. I think the Hall of Fame should be judged off the best player at that position.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's it.
That's probably you of all time.
Yeah.
When you look at the best player at every position that's in the Hall of Fame right now, they're the best position. They're the best player at their position.
Yeah. I mean,
So now that you have a kicker, a field goal kicker a punter that just made it,
mm-hmm.
you open up the doors for the best special team player, best returnman,
best long snapper,
ooh,
best holder,
Patrick Manley.
Yeah,
do you think Pat Manley deserves to be in there?
Of course, without a doubt. Pat's going to be right behind me in the Hall of Fame. He's probably going to be up for me.
Yeah, that would be great if you guys went in together. That would be fantastic.
This is the real last question, and then I have one right after, but this is the second to last question. One time you beat a cheetah in a race, are there any other animals you'd like to race?
I race the fastest thing on earth right now. I'm good.
Were you upset that the cheetah didn't beat you? Because honestly, like a cheetah's pretty fucking fast. Like that cheetah didn't stretch or it had like a hamstring or it wasn't wearing spikes. How did you beat the cheetah?
Well, if y'all didn't see the video, it was they have like this little stuffed bunny on a rope, and they train them to do the exercise back and forth. It was more like agility. It's like a 50-yard. It's like I want to say like 50-yard, maybe like 40-yard sprint and 40-yard sprint back.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew my strategy was if I get to that line and turn around before he do, I can beat him. And that was my goal.
Mm-hmm. Cheetahs can't corner.
I could actually hear him like running beside me. I can hear the dirt kicking up. I can hear him sliding in the dirt. And I was like, man, did this cheetah jump over this wall? Because it was a wall. It was maybe like a 15-foot wall beside us, but it was thin. So I can hear him like breathing hard and his feet, paws hitting the ground. Like it was crazy, man.
I knew if I touched that line
and hurry up and turn around, that was my only chance to beat him. Mm-hmm.
They've got straight line speed. They're like Mike Wallace.
Yeah.
You've got pad speed, though.
That's it.
Well, you show up on film. Yeah, cheetahs look good in shorts, but when it comes to Sundays, they can't hang.
Exactly.
Oh, last question. I swear this is the last one. Is the U back?
Ooh, good question.
Thank you.
Yeah. And when we start getting the players that used to go to the Miami, the type of player that we used to recruit, when they start signing, which I believe they're going to do it now because of the winning season that we had, I think we're back.
Right. Are you jealous of the turnover chain? Because that would have been great for any, you know, kick return or punt return to get the turnover chain. Because that's basically better than a turnover.
Man, if they had that U chain when we were there, it would have been bananas, man. I think we would have kind of took it overboard. So the younger class, they're more mature than we were.
Yeah. The U's back in a more mature way. I agree with that.
Yeah.
All right, Devin, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Congrats on a hell of a career, and can't wait to see you in Canton in 5 years.
Okay, man. I appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, Devin.
That interview was brought to you by WordPress. Here at Part of My Take, we know that building something new, something that others connect with, is a lot easier with the right tools. That's why we're excited to have WordPress.com as a sponsor. We use WordPress.com every single day. It's the online home of Barstool Sports. And let me tell you, whether you're looking to create a personal blog, a business site, or both, creating your website on WordPress.com helps others find you, remember you, and connect with you. You don't need experience setting up a website. WordPress guides you through the process from start to finish. They take care of the technical side, so it's easy to get your site up and running. Their customer support team is made up of WordPress experts eager to help you get the most from your site. They're available for help 24 hours a day, Monday through Friday, and weekends. Plans start at just $4 a month, and all WordPress plans include a custom domain name for the life of the plan. Come see why 28% of all websites run on WordPress. Get started today with 15% off any new plan purchase. You go to WordPress.com/PMT. Create your website. Find the plan that's right for you. That's WordPress.com/PMT for 15% off a brand new website. The interview is also brought to you by ShipStation.com. The holidays are almost here, and if you're selling stuff online, you know it's crazy. So use ShipStation.com to get your orders out quickly, to keep your customers happy, and keep your seller rating high. ShipStation is the fast and easy way to manage and ship all of your holiday orders from one place. Whether you sell on Shopify, Squarespace, Etsy, BigCommerce, WooCommerce, or over 100 other popular selling channels, ShipStation brings all your orders into one easy-to-use interface, making them really easy to manage from any device. Then use ShipStation to create shipping labels for all the top carriers, including UPS, FedEx, USPS, you name it, they've got it. They'll even help you choose the right carrier to help get the lowest rate for every package. No wonder ShipStation is the number one choice of online sellers. And right now, try ShipStation.com free for 30 days and get an additional month for free only if you use my offer code. That's PMT. Go to ShipStation.com. Before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in PMT. That's ShipStation.com. Enter promo code PMT.
All right, let's get to some segments. First up, we have a spin zone for Jets wide receiver Jeremy Curley, who said he was tested positive for banned substance, and he said he didn't know how it got into his system, and he said a ghost might have done it.
Yeah.
I actually completely believe this. Like, yeah. I'm a big ghost guy. I believe ghosts. If you don't believe ghosts, I think you're full of shit.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we saw a ghost in Miami.
Well, I don't know if you saw it. We were in the presence of a ghost
in
Miami.
Yeah, you can see it, too.
Yeah, we could imagine it being there.
Right.
But, yeah, it's basically like Jeremy Curley's the new Virgin Mary, right?
Mm-hmm.
So God came down to earth and just gave him cloudy piss in the middle of the night.
Yeah, God is a Balco agent. A ghost is the Balco agent.
God came down and gave Jeremy Curley a shotgun in the middle of the night while he was asleep and just blew weed smoke into his
mouth. I'm actually shocked that no one has used this excuse before. Mm-hmm. Because, like, and this might sound really stupid, but how do you prove that it wasn't a ghost that did it?
You can't.
Right.
You know how they say, like, if you fall asleep for, like, 40 years, you eat 13 spiders or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think you taught me that a couple
weeks
ago.
Yeah, that's you like eat a lot of spiders as a
over
person.
The course of your life, you breathe in infinity ghosts.
Right, Bobby Brown got fucked by
exactly.
A ghost.
So the odds of one of those ghosts being high and you getting their THC, like if I'm Roger Goodell, I'm like, okay, I can't disprove a ghost.
He needs if Jeremy Curley wants to get. I actually think this is a totally fair way to prove this is that if Jeremy Curley hires one of these like ghost hunters, mm-hmm. brings it to his house. And it's live stream. We could get it rate. We'll add it on to Thursday Night Football ratings because mm-hmm. Thursday Night Football sucked this week.
The so we'll just rush add it on. Best though,
right? We'll add those numbers on. If they find a ghost, Jeremy Curley can play.
Okay, and then Roger Goodell suspends the ghost for 2 games.
Yeah. Well, let's go to one.
Okay.
The ghost appeals to
down
one.
To one
yes,
game.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
So Roger just flexes his muscles. Next up, we have an embrace debate. This one comes from what's his name? Andy Benoit.
Benoit.
Oh, yeah. So a little Frenchy. Andy Benoit, who writes for SI, had quite a scorching take where he basically the premise was eyeball test. Matthew Stafford is better than Russell Wilson. Mm-hmm. If you just watch the games, you say, well, actually, no. because he put a little – he kind of twisted himself here because he said he actually – a defense would rather play Stafford, but an offense would rather play with Stafford.
Oh, my God. I don't even know. You just put me in a fucking pretzel there. Yeah, you can tell it's a hot take because Peter King tried to get him to not eat the trash.
Mm-hmm.
So Peter intervened and said, hey, Andy, I know where you're going with this take, and you're wrong. So,
right.
So reconsider. So I don't know if you've seen those YouTube videos where the owner comes home and one of the dogs has been in the trash.
Yeah.
And they walk around the house pointing the camera.
Right.
And there's one dog that's like
guilty.
Just chilling, mm-hmm. and there's one that's guilty. Peter was the one that's like, dude, you better not eat that trash.
Don't eat that trash.
They're going to get mad at you.
Trouble again.
You're going to get in trouble again if you do that.
It's when Peter King knows that a take is too hot,
mm-hmm.
like and quiet, like he was basically like a loving dad. He's like, you know what? Like everyone's got a different way to think about things, but maybe you should think about this differently.
You hate
and you then out. You still go for it.
Yeah.
That's when you know you're wrong.
Yeah, it was like the dad telling his son, hey, you know, maybe instead of football this year, you just play soccer.
Yeah.
I think you'd be a great soccer player.
I appreciated this Andy Benoit going out on this limb because it's been a while since we've had a Russell Wilson take.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think we all kind of realized Russell Wilson's a really fucking good quarterback.
Yeah.
But it was like going in a take time machine. Remember when Russell Wilson went black enough?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, like, you know, he's too short. That was the other part of the article.
He's too short.
He pointed out again.
He's still too short. Yep.
Hasn't grown since he was in his teens. And short quarterbacks never win Super Bowls except Russell Wilson.
Well, he's
and Drew Brees.
Yeah, he's revisiting basically the draft. He's going back and regrading that draft, mm-hmm. and saying it was the wrong pick to take Wilson. But I actually came up with a couple reasons why I might agree with him.
Okay.
Number one, Stafford was drafted first overall. So
ooh.
Russell Wilson was in the third round. So if you're saying
this
that –
it's called the Kevin White –
if
the Kevin White law.
If you're saying that Russell Wilson is better, then that's a slap in the face to all the people that do mock drafts.
Yeah.
And I think they know what they're talking about.
Agreed.
Number two, he gets paid more. Matt Stafford gets paid more.
Mm-hmm.
So are you saying that capitalism is a flawed system?
He's technically worth more.
Exactly. Also, Stafford has never thrown a Super Bowl losing interception.
Facts.
Fact and
facts only.
Here's the clincher. God has never told Matt Stafford to not have sex with Ciara.
Ooh.
So
well, as far as we know.
As far as we know.
As far as we know.
The Lord works in mysterious ways.
The Andy Benoit also, this is the same guy. He went out, he did this whole thing, and this is the same guy who on Sunday said for the snow game, if I were playing the Colts-Bills game and got desperate, I'd come to the line of scrimmage with loose snow in both hands and throw it in my opponent's face at the snap. NFL doesn't have written rules against that, does it?
That's a great This is
the expert, football expert, that we're supposed to listen to.
That was literally my take. I said that I would throw snowballs at Adam Vinatieri when he was lining up before he kicked.
No rules against that. No rules against it. Jesus fucking Christ.
There's not.
Is this guy real? Is this guy real?
Belichick would do
yes.
it. Hank, you know that Belichick would have his guys do it, right?
It's honestly not the worst idea.
Yes, it's not. It's a great idea.
Just start launching snowballs.
I would love to see him do that to the Ravens and then have John Harbaugh give like a post-game press conference. I didn't know that was a rule.
Yeah.
Exactly. You should take that win away.
Yeah. All right, we have a Kings Stay Kings. This one's for LeVar Ball. What did LeVar Ball say?
They asked him, hey, do you really think it's a good idea to send your kids over to Lithuania to play, even though like one's a middle schooler and – or however old he is.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, it's a good idea because I thought of it. That's how I know it's a good idea.
Find me the flaw.
No, it's perfect.
LeVar Ball, perfect. There's no one in the world who has more confidence than LeVar Ball.
And you're absolutely right. He is the living embodiment of future me.
Yes.
Because his theory is, as long as I never admit anything's wrong, then mm-hmm. nothing's wrong.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I'm good.
I do have a good idea for LeVar Ball, though.
Okay.
Something that I would pay good money for. I think they should just broadcast every single Lakers game. Like MST3K style, Mystery Science Theater,
mm-hmm.
with LeVar Ball in front of the screen,
watch it
just commentating the shit out and just yelling at Luke Walton.
Yes, I would. Oh my God, LeVar Ball. Yeah, just you don't even have to have him in front of the screen. Just have a live mic on him at all times.
Yeah,
like you know when they mic up the rims and you hear the swoosh extra mm-hmm. loud. Just have LeVar Ball have that mic.
Right. Just so get LeVar Ball. Season tickets to the Lakers, and then just have somebody with a big satellite dish sitting right next to him, pointed directly at his mouth.
Yeah, and have sit him next to Jack Nicholson, and we can just listen to Jack like fart and groan and grunt for the entire time, and just be like, "Oh, is Jack still alive? Yeah, he just farted again."
Just farted.
Speaking of the balls, we have a bad lip reading for the Cavs Lakers game tonight. LeBron and Lonzo had a very secret out in the open meeting mm-hmm. where they just talked into each other's jerseys or their own jerseys because they didn't want anyone to lip read. So it's either one of two things. One, LeBron just being like, yo, dude, just hang in there because I'll be there in like 6 months, which I think is probably the case.
Yep.
Or LeBron is like, hey, as a dad, your dad stinks.
Yeah,
which are, also could be the case.
Yeah, those are, that's where I was going to go with a bad lip reading.
It also is just a perfect, like, LeBron James to, like, have a very, very public conversation with Lonzo while covering his mouth. So
well,
then
you know
he, so because someone's going to ask him after.
It was classy. That was a private moment between just between two NBA
in
players.
In the middle of the court,
professional
after a game.
To professional.
On TNT.
This is private. Why do you have to pry into a private talk?
No, but
because it, that's on you.
Okay.
If you want to know what they said out there. Because you were the one that was looking at it.
I'm going to turn to my resident Cleveland hater, Hank. You know that someone's going to ask LeBron, hey, what was that conversation with Lonzo? And he's going to be like, I've considered myself a mentor to all the young guys in the league.
Just two guys in the league, man.
That's a personal moment between us on TV in front of 30,000 people.
Yeah. He was probably just asking about, like, good areas to live in.
Yeah, he's probably LeBron was probably like, hey, man, you should have seen the Vino last night. Sheesh.
Hey, hey, Lonzo, you got any good recs for some good wine bars out there?
Yeah, hey.
Like something that serves some reds?
Yeah, hey Lonzo, how far in advance do I have to put my name in to get a reservation at Nobu?
What's Nobu?
It's like that sushi place that everyone goes to in Malibu.
Okay.
It's the fucking frou-frou place that all the heavy hitters eat at.
Okay.
LeBron's going to be hitting that up big time. Yeah. I think that's the name of it. I don't fucking know.
Nobu.
All right, let's get to
To the Drake song.
Do you think he was inviting him on the next banana boat?
Oh. Lonzo on the boat.
Get the banana boat going.
Melo is gone.
All the Ball brothers and LeBron.
Yeah, well, Melo was never on the boat, but Melo was part of the group, but he's out of the group, so they need a fourth.
They need a fourth.
Interesting. All right, let's get to our roasts with All Business Pete. All right, let's wrap up our show with our least favorite guest. It is All Business Pete. We are in West Virginia. Pete is calling the Rough and Rowdy fight tomorrow night. Will there be sound?
Hello. Yes.
Good question.
Okay, because sometimes you do broadcasts without sound.
I'm undefeated on sound.
Okay,
well, you're kind of jinxing it now. So
yeah. Yes.
I'm
honestly thinking about starting with no sound just for fun.
Okay, so second question before we get to the roast. Have you murdered any dogs recently?
Never.
Okay.
When
was the last dog you murdered?
When was the last time you wish you murdered a dog? Because you've definitely wished death on my dog before.
Mine as well.
I think you guys misinterpreted that conversation.
I don't think so.
Last time. So,
interpreted exactly.
I don't wish death on dogs, but I understand it's an inevitability.
Okay, well, that doesn't hold up in court, so why don't you go ahead and read?
Yeah.
Okay, we're doing the roast.
We're doing roast.
Wait, hold on. First, let me just start with your shirt. It looks like a picnic table.
Damn. Don't hurt him.
How much was that shirt, Pete? Seriously.
It was like $80.
Okay. Because that was like my number one shirt back in like 2002.
Hey, Pete, that's a great shirt.
And now you just dress in pajamas.
Well, I'm a vlogger, so.
Really.
Yeah, it's
he doesn't need to wear. You're lucky he's got a shirt on right now.
Yeah. Hey,
Pete, cool shirt. Who shot the couch?
Yeah, who's more ridiculous?
He just said it was a picnic table.
Who's more ridiculous, the blogger that dresses like a blogger or the guy who works for a blog company that tries to be all professional and dresses from Old Navy 2004?
This Banana Republic.
Hey, okay. Pete, I love your hair. I liked it even better the first time I saw it when it was in Man in the High Castle.
I'm not familiar with that show.
Yeah, it's a Nazi show.
Oh, jeez. We're back there.
Yeah, so let's go to the roast. Just warmed us up.
Okay, 5-star roast reviews. One guy sounds like he willingly eats lunch at a 7-Eleven, while the other sounds like he believed in Santa until he was 15 and probably sits down when he pees.
I actually don't know which one's
I was just going to say.
Yeah, that could go both ways.
Big cat 7-Eleven.
Definitely.
I saw 7-Eleven. Were you able to read that? Because you tripped up there with the word.
Did you see how I jumped in to stop you from making fun of me tripping over the word?
No, I sits. Saw it.
I'll be honest with you. Sometimes in the early morning when I get up, I just sit down while I pee. It's a little treat for myself.
Yeah, and I've eaten lunch at 7-Eleven. They've done a really good job with their menu in recent years.
Nice little rubber, I'm rubber, your glue thing.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night, I sit down when I pee so I don't wake the kids up. Those are the kids that will live a long and healthy.
Are you talking about your sperm?
Full life.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Sit down when a pee so the boys don't come out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Your wife definitely makes you sit down while to pee.
Three betas.
Pete, don't pee on the seat.
I'm trying to read.
Okay.
Not very hard.
Three betas. 8 nipples,
ooh.
0 TV shows.
That's a good roast. That's a fucking good roast. We have infinity more nipples than TV shows.
That's true. Is that how multiplication works?
Yeah.
Okay. You think you have, PFT, you think you have 2 extra nipples?
I have 4 nipples.
PFT's extra nipples are bigger than my normal nipples.
Yes,
and my 2 nipples are bigger than your 6 nipples. So it's
that's
nice.
Not true.
Yeah, it is. I have huge nipples.
It's like one of those things.
I believe that you do.
Where you look at, like,
I don't believe the PFTS-4.
You want to see?
I've looked at them, and I just think that they're like little things.
Well, okay. When you taste them, you'll know they're a nipple.
They're like a dog nipple.
Unmistakable.
Do they let milk down?
Yeah, if you squeeze them hard enough.
Okay. Oh, no, this one's about me.
Uh-oh.
Oh, whoa.
Weird. Pete looks like Mr. Bean if he had an addiction to crystal meth. Shout out Max B.
Okay. Yeah.
Shout out Max B.
Shout out Max B.
Coke boy, baby.
That one hurt a little?
No, that one's just dead wrong.
Okay.
That's just somebody reaching.
You think you look good?
I don't think I look like Mr. Bean.
A little bit.
The Mr. Bean is actually almost accurate. It's the crystal meth addiction.
Say something with a British accent.
Cheerio.
Oh, yeah. That's
Mr. Bean. Nailed it, Pete. Wow, you got it, man. You're really good at that.
Big Cat makes Garfield look like a Kenyan marathon runner. Here's a joke. PFT doesn't take off his glasses because he's actually blind, blinder than Pete Carroll's conscience when throwing the challenge flag. Boom roasted. Love you guys.
Ooh, that was pretty good.
You guys
the Garfield part was good.
The Garfield was good.
It started out went a little sideways.
She just ended while you're on top there.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
I hate Mondays.
Long-haired Jurgen Klinsmann and mustached Bruce Arena discuss everything but soccer while James Harden's chinless white son has trouble reading compound sentences.
Okay, well, kind of like you did right there.
Yeah.
I powered through that one.
Yeah,
you could hear. I didn't trip, but you could hear that I was laboring.
Here's a new rule. No more than two commas per roast for Pete.
That would be good.
Okay. It's not.
Yeah. We're not going to do this again until 2018. So
here we go.
That's like 2 weeks from now. So. Okay.
Well, all right. So I'll see you then. An illiterate 12-year-old starts a GoFundMe because he gets bullied by a wannabe Wisconsin offensive lineman and MSNBC commenter. Ooh. While your local pool's hard-o lifeguard jerks off to curling highlights on YouTube.
Ooh. Billy got in that one.
Sometimes I think you talk about curling just because you know no one else talks about curling, so that if you talk about it, no one's going to dispute you.
Yeah.
It's true.
It is
almost
true.
Everything I talk about is things that nobody else knows anything about, and so I seem very smart.
Because fun fact about Pete is he's actually never been wrong once in his life. You've never, like, admitted that was my fault.
I mean, next time will be the first time.
Yeah.
Hey, Pete, when was the last time you actually curled?
I've never curled.
See, that's weird. So you're obsessed with a sport you've never played.
I'm not obsessed with it. I feel like you guys are obsessed with football. I follow curling.
Yeah, well, we watch football. We love football. We're football guys.
I play football in my backyard.
Football?
Yeah, a lot.
Okay. Okay, just throwing the
pigskin. And you've never even curled?
No.
Why do you like curling? I think you like curling because it's the most boring sport possible.
I don't think it's boring. I think
it's very exciting. Like, the least amount of action and movement, you're like, that's my sport. Are you a big chess guy, too?
No.
Okay.
But curling is chess on ice.
Okay.
So, and we're going to finish it up here. Rotund Sergio Dipp. Who's Sergio Dipp? The guy, the announcer guy?
He's having Vince. The time of his life out on the field.
Okay, Rotund Sergio Dipp with a gross flavor saver for butt juice and Frodo Thor have the time of their lives appropriating teen culture while their stoned producer performs a double reach around.
Ooh.
Okay.
That was kinky there.
That was heavy, but I don't think any punches landed on that.
No.
Frodo Thor was pretty good.
What's Frodo Thor? Yeah.
It's like
he's a midget.
It's like if Thor was a midget.
Oh, okay.
I'll take it.
Hey, that's right. Better than being like a tall guy who's not strong.
I would rather take like if Frodo was just fat.
Yeah.
Like
Pete, what do you bench?
I don't.
When was the last time you went to a gym? When was the time you lifted a weight?
He doesn't curl.
Have you ever lifted a weight in your life?
Yeah, I think I experimented with it probably in my late teens.
I experimented with it. Like it's a cigarette. Like exercise is like a vice.
Like I tried it out and I realized it sucked and I didn't do it anymore.
So you just don't exercise?
I don't exercise.
So and you just keep the pounds off by eating that same boring ham and cheese every day?
Turkey, salami, and cheese every day.
Every single day. You pack your lunch.
Fridays.
It is a pack your lunch.
You are Jim Halpert.
Oh, wait. Yeah, well, that's
very
good.
I just made a face.
Yeah. Wait, so on Fridays you order food?
Chipotle.
Oh, you treat yourself. Okay.
Treat yourself.
Yeah, nice.
You got to do something nice for yourself every night.
Do you look forward now? Do you?
I love fucking Fridays.
I fucking love
them.
You strike me as a guy. You wake up on Friday and you're like Chipotle. I don't know if I'm gonna go with steak, double steak, maybe chorizo.
No, I get the same thing.
You don't go guac, do you?
No guac.
Of course
guac's
not.
Guac's extra.
That's too
fucking
much. Yeah.
God damn it. All right, Pete, thank you for joining us for Rose. Are you excited for Rough and Rowdy?
I'm very excited. I've been thinking about this I've obviously known this has been in the works for 9 months.
Are you nervous, though? Because it seems like to me that Dave is going to have you commentate the whole time.
That's not going to happen because I'm too busy.
Not having sound.
No, it's the sound that takes all the work.
Got it.
And so I think I'll probably drop in from time to time, but I think we have enough people here to really put on a good show.
Well, for more of this riveting color commentary, once every like three fights, is that fair to say they will drop in?
5 to 7.
Once every 5 to 7 fights. Bye, Rough and Rowdy. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye. And then we need the last thing we need from you is we need an official prediction. So Hank versus Tex.
I was told that Hank would not be here, but I'm picking Tex.
Are you?
Okay. I am.
Why? For what reasonings?
Because I think everybody's on Team Hank.
Being a contrarian.
I'm going
Who's
against.
Who's breathing heavy in the mic? Is that me?
I'm going Pete. Against the house. Yeah,
Pete doesn't exercise, so when he talks
this
much.
Who's breathing heavy in the mic?
It might be me.
Okay. Yeah. Try not to do that.
All right.
Sound guy. All right. So you have Tex for what reason?
I'm going against the house. I feel like everybody's on Hank.
Got it.
Okay, that's a terrible reason.
Can we get a round knockout? You think there will be a knockout?
I haven't thought about it, but I don't see a real knockout. So Tex got like TKO'd last time.
Yeah, he just fell down because he's a spaz.
He fell right into that guy's fist.
Yeah,
and then in
multiple times.
Did you see Tex's nipples tonight?
I suppose I did.
How can you bet on a guy like that?
Because he's got the big, flabby. Breasts, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you're betting on him, because he's got the flabby breasts.
Breasts wins fights, so I'd be the best fighter in the world.
He's going to absorb them. He's going to absorb those chest shots really well.
Absorb him to hit, though.
All right, so Hank, don't hit him in his breasts. He's got too much padding.
Yeah. Hank was looking better than I thought, actually, tonight at the weigh-in.
Thank you.
So you are taller, so it actually made – I'm sticking with it. I'm not going to, change my pick. But I was very concerned with my pick tonight.
Did you see what he weighed in on?
169.
Yeah.
Nice.
When was the last time you 69'd?
It's been a while.
All right, that's our show. We will see everyone on Monday back in the studio. Full recap of week 15.
You can buy Rough and Rowdy Brawl at roughandrowdybrawl.com.
Pete, don't know how the show ends.
The price.
Thanks for listening to the show.
But now $15.99.
But Big Cat sets me up, and then I tell,
love you guys.
Hey, guys,
it's worth every penny.
I'd like to apologize for Pete. I love you guys.
Love you guys.